I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
This is The Nest, our mini-sode that is all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And the emphasis is on the delicious today, because as you are listening to this, on the day it comes out, it's Thanksgiving!
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Happy Thanksgiving. So I thought we would talk about some of our favorite Thanksgiving things, and I have two recipes to share with you, okay?
Oh, please. Please,
so,
please.
So the first one is a Thanksgiving necessity, and this is macaroni and cheese, lady. The pilgrims would have wanted us to have mac and cheese. So we started having mac and cheese at Thanksgiving when my parents abandoned my sisters and I when I was about 22. And they went to the Cayman Islands for Thanksgiving. And they were like, here, you can just order food from Boston Market for Thanksgiving. And I was like, you guys are the worst. This is so brutal. And then a plague of gnats bit them the entire time that they were in the Cayman Islands, and they had a miserable trip. So I did feel kind of bad because I felt like I might have sort of incited those gnats.
No, not sort of. You did.
I did.
Oh, wow.
That being said, the joy of Boston Market, RIP Boston Market, the last one in Minnesota just closed. But the joy of Boston Market was that I ordered all these side dishes, including mac and cheese. And then when we ate mac and cheese on Thanksgiving, we all thought, why are we not always eating mac and cheese on Thanksgiving?
Because I'm telling you, a great mac and cheese is something to be thankful for.
It's totally true.
And it's a gazillion calories, and you don't always feel so great after you eat it, but while you're eating it, it's like magic.
It's totally magic.
It's
and
so
here's
good.
The most magical one, okay? Patti LaBelle's Over the Rainbow mac and cheese. Very much made famous by Oprah, but I've been making it for about 10 years.
Fantastic.
And it's so good. It is five kinds of cheese. The only time of year I buy Velveeta is to make Patti LaBelle's mac and cheese. And I bring it, not only do I make it for our Thanksgiving, but I make it for many years I've had a staff Thanksgiving for the Twin Cities Live staff. It's been on hiatus for like the last 5 years. It's coming back this year, which is exciting. And then my girlfriend does a big Friendsgiving, and I make a double batch of this. And if I can't go, people get very upset that the mac and cheese isn't there. So it's totally good. And I will tell you, we'll post the recipe, but it is Patti LaBelle's Over the Rainbow mac and cheese. And the only change that I make is that instead of using elbow macaroni, I use cavatappi noodles, which are kind of like the like big curly cues with ridges.
Oh, better. It holds the cheese better.
Totally better, right?
Yes. The ridges are better. So what are the five cheeses? And this isn't a quiz.
Munster, mild cheddar, sharp cheddar, Monterey Jack, and Velveeta.
That's
fantastic. And I totally aced that quiz. I mean, you throw a quiz at me about mac and cheese any day, I will crush your expectations.
You did. Put you right on the spot right there.
Thank you.
Can I give a hack for the macaroni and cheese?
Yes, absolutely.
If you don't have time to make Patti LaBelle's mac and cheese, which I say make time for it, you know who has a great mac and cheese? Super expensive, but it's really good, is Whole Foods.
Yeah.
You know how they have all the different bars?
Yeah, and they use cavatappi noodles, FYI.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
See?
Yeah.
But that, I think it's like $7.99 a pound or $8.99 a pound. So you'll get like a cup full of mac and cheese. It'll be like $15. But in a pinch, it's a good hack.
That's really all you need. That's good. Patti LaBelle's mac and cheese. Okay, one more recipe for you. In our episode of Best to the Nest that just came out a couple of days ago, I was talking about this tradition that we have with my in-laws, which is to do a full Mexican feast the day after, or like the weekend after Thanksgiving. And we love it because it's just our new tradition, and it's a great way to honor Jay's mom and the food that Jay and his brother ate growing up and remember her by.
I love this.
And so what I make for that is Roz's tortilla soup. And I've talked about this on the food show that I fill in on My Talk 107.1. And I'll post the recipe. I've posted it there too. But it is such a great tortilla soup. And it's spicy and smoky and yummy. And it starts by taking onion, garlic, and tomato and blending it all up together in the food processor. And then starting by cooking that in olive oil. And then you add all of these other ingredients. And we do all of the fixins. So, I mean, avocado and tortilla chips and cheese and sour cream and like everything goes on it.
Oh, that sounds good.
And it's so delicious. So that tortilla soup to me just like tastes like family. And it's a really nice thing to make a couple days after Thanksgiving when you're just like over the kind of bland, sagey flavors and you want something with a little bit of kick.
Tortilla soup's actually one of my favorite soups because it's light and hearty at the same time.
For sure. Yes.
And so I think that's actually, it is a perfect kind of post-Thanksgiving, easy meal because you're still cooking, especially if you have family staying with you. You're still cooking past Thursday. So that's a great idea. I have one little holiday tradition, which I just thought of, which I want to share with you because I don't have a lot of food recipes. Not a surprise there either. But in terms of, so everybody that's listening today is probably listening on Thanksgiving. And I want to share something that my neighbor did. So 2 years ago, we got a new neighbor at our home in Tempe. And she was very sweet to invite me over for Thanksgiving because it was the first, I think it was the, oh, it was last year because it was the first Thanksgiving that Ian and I weren't going to be together because he had just moved to Kansas. And so he moved like on November 6th. And so it just seemed crazy for him to come back and he was just getting settled. So we were apart and she's like, oh, you know, my whole family's going to be over. Why don't you stop by? And it felt kind of awkward, but it was such a sweet invitation that of course I stopped by. I didn't go for their Thanksgiving dinner, but I went over just to meet the family. And they had all finished and the grandkids were running around. And it was just the sweetest big family kind of moment. And she was so sweet to welcome me into it. And so when I got there, they have a tradition in their family where they all write down what they're thankful for, but they don't announce it that year.
Oh.
They seal them up. And then they read them the following year.
Okay, super cool.
So it's kind of a look back. I'd never seen anybody do this before. And I thought it would, first of all, it takes a lot of patience, which I'm not known for, that you have to seal those up and wait for a year. But this family actually does it. But the sweetest thing that happened, one of the grandparents had passed away that year, but they had the note that he had written at the last Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And so somebody read that and everybody was crying in such a sweet way, but it was like he was there because he was. And it was so lovely. And I just thought, I want to do that. I want to do that every year. But it was, the cool thing was the backward motion of it. It was just wonderful.
I think that's really lovely.
It was just wonderful. Yeah, it was
so good.
And she was sweet to share it. And that's what Thanksgiving's about. She was very sweet to share that with me.
Oh, that's so good. Gratitude and mac and cheese. It's just the two greatest things. That's so good, Marjorie. I love that one. Listen, if you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. And if you're super motivated, give us a review at Apple Podcasts. They make a big difference.
And please reach out to us. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best to the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie One. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy every moment with your families.